Hi there, listeners. Welcome to WGRT's Limelight, your connection to the people influencing our culture, commerce, and community here in Port Huron, Michigan, and beyond. Today's guest is Judy Redman, Chair of Special Promotions for Port Huron Town Hall. Thanks for joining us, Judy.
Oh, you're very welcome.
So you guys mentioned that you will be taking an intermission for this season for Port Huron Town Hall. What does that mean?
Well, we're moving everything forward to our 21-22 season. So we're hoping that all of our ticket holders will get their exact seat because that's very important to them. And we've extended the application deadline to Friday, September 18th of 2020. So we want everybody to get their tickets so they have them for our new season that will be 21-22.
Awesome. So there's a lot to look forward to, even though it's kind of a little disappointing, I'm sure, for all of you that you had to cancel, you know, most of the stuff for this year, as everyone did. But there's a lot to look forward to in 2021-22. So tell us a little bit about what we can expect about that season of Port Huron Town Hall.
Well, it's going to be really spectacular. On October 4th, 2021, we're going to have Derek Hough. And so for those of you who know, he was on Dancing with the Stars. And he also has just partnered to dance with Olympic gold medalists and actresses and just been very, very entertaining. I think he's also on So You Think You Can Dance with Jennifer Lopez right now.
Yeah, that should be exciting. I'm wondering if he's going to, like, do you think he'll grab you and pull you up on the stage? That'd be pretty exciting.
Well, I could only hope.
Yeah, so that will be very fun. Is there anyone else that we can look forward to?
A couple more that are going to be really good is November 8th of 2021. We're going to have Spencer Stone. And he was that former Air Force staff sergeant that was on the train going to Paris. And they stopped a whole violent episode and just ran after those guys.
Yeah. Oh, I remember. I saw that movie because Clint Eastwood did a movie. I can't remember the name of it right now.
The 1517 to Paris.
Yeah. That was a crazy story.
Yeah. And the other one is February 14th, which is Valentine's Day already, 2022. Isn't that wild? Amy Dickinson, who she's kind of like the Ann Landers now. I know she's in, like, not our local paper, but like in the Chicago Times and stuff. And she's an advice columnist. And I guess she's just hysterical.
She's probably got some good stories to tell, I'm
really
sure.
Good.
Well, that's really exciting. So even though we're kind of taking an intermission for this season, there is a lot to look forward to in the future. So how can our listeners get tickets if they haven't already secured tickets for Port Huron Town Hall?
Well, series ticket information and sales, you go to McMorran Place box office. And probably right now, the best way to do that would be call with your credit card, and it's 810-985-6166. Again, that's McMorran Place box office. The main floor and mezzanine seats are $135. If you want to do main floor and mezzanine with a luncheon ticket where you go to Port Huron Golf Club, it's $260. A balcony seat is $120, and a balcony seat with a luncheon ticket is $245.
Well, great. Well, thank you so much, Judy. Is there anything else you'd like to share?
No, I just hope that people realize if a lot of our regular ticket holders want their exact seat to secure that, they would have to get to McMorran by Friday, September 18th, 2020.
For more information about Port Huron Town Hall's 2021-22 season and to hear more interviews like this one, click on Limelight at WGRT.com. That's it for this edition of Limelight. Have fun out there, learning, working, and playing. Until next time. For WGRT, I'm Jesse Wiegand.